Hello, everybody, and all of our retro-rites out there in Retroland. Welcome to Kevy's Retro Lounge Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Kevy Kev, coming to you from our studio at kevysretrolounge.com in Garland, Texas. All right, retro-rites and all of our listeners out there, this week we celebrate 45 years of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's right, on September 26, 1975, the Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in Westwood, California. It's a musical comedy slash horror film written by Richard O'Brien and Jim Sharman. The movie stars Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, Richard O'Brien, and a very young Meatloaf. The co-stars in the movie are Patricia Quinn, Nell Campbell, Jonathan Adams, Peter Henwood, and Charles Gray as the narrator and criminologist. The movie is a parody of science fiction and B-horror movies from the 1930s through the 1960s. The film is a mix of Frankenstein with sex and rock and roll mixed in. When the movie opened in 1975, it was a flop and critically panned. However, it found a home as a midnight movie and soon had a loyal following of moviegoers who would dress up as characters in the movie and shout at the screen, often creating their own dialogues. There are many memorable musical performances, including science fiction double feature, There's a Light Over at the Frankenstein Place, The Time Warp, Sweet Transvestite, I'm Going Home, and of course, Hot Patootie Bless My Soul, sung by Meatloaf. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has continued in limited runs ever since 1975 and is the longest-running theatrical release in film history. A little bit more coming up about this movie right after this.
If it's retro, it's Kevy's Retro Lounge.
Welcome back to our celebration of the 45th anniversary of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's right, 45th anniversary. It's campy, it's fun, it's indulgent. The film is for mature audiences due to sexualized scenes and other mature content. Above all, though, it's a blast from the past. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has a cult following. I myself have seen it over 100 times. I no longer dress up to go see it, but I might bring along some props and have some fun with it. I won't go into the plot detail because I know most of my listeners have seen it, and if you haven't, you're missing out. You can rent it or buy the DVD, but I really need you to experience this in the theater. If you get the chance, go see it soon in the theater. Bring your newspapers, your water guns, your toilet paper, all of your props, and just have a good time, because that's what it's all about. Just like we sing happy birthday to Rocky in the film, we say a happy 45th anniversary to Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'll be posting some links to some of the musical numbers on our podcast page at kevysretrolounge.com for your enjoyment. Come check it out. And we'll end this podcast by saying, let there be lips at the science fiction double feature picture show. I'd like to thank Purple Planet Music for their help, as always, and their musical contribution. I also want to thank DJ Leah for her post-production work, and of course, Jimmy the Cat, who's always here. That's going to do it for this episode of KevysRetroLounge.com. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you check out the website at www.KevysRetroLounge.com. That's K-E-V-Y-S, RetroLounge.com. Check out the podcast, the discussion boards, the blog. Check it all out because we're there 24/7. I'd also like to thank our studio audience for being here tonight. We'll see you next time right here at Kevy's Retro Lounge Podcast.